Yeah.
I only just memorised this on Friday, so it's nice to give it a blast. I was strolling the streets that came Dublin's celestial womb with a hunger in me belly and me legs were glowing jelly. I was in search of a boy when by chance on Francis Street, Livy and her little sister outdated me. What brings round here, I say? Ah, did you not hear, they say? Come gather round and listen, there's a rambling session beginning. Kerry's descended upon Dublin and Tony McMahon's den. When we're up with the chance, we'll know the way, when we know the way, we'll dance. So I ambled onwards, towards this rambling session, passing markets with horses and hops. And oh, there's the heroine, old Anne Devlin, your old boy major, having strolled these streets herself in bygone days, sure. I wonder what verse Vincent Caprani would have penned for the oncoming gaiety. Then just off a grey street, my comrades would meet, for this was a party of pipers, poets, paupers, and worker party politicians. This wasn't the Inniskillen Road, but it was a July evening. This wasn't Billy Brennan's barn, but the bicycles were aligning, leaning up against stone walls where geraniums were hanging either side of the doorway where I sat on the wooden floor at home for this castaway. When we're up with the chance, we'll know the way. When we know the way, we'll dance. Steve says, what'll we start with? Not me, another Steve of myth, and we're off and on. Jigs, reels, polkas, tunes, no song. I open my eyes and ears wide, you sense the pride. There's gas laughs and boy-golly hysteria. Gas lamps from bygone eras, cobwebs catching the light. I spy a spider slowly, silkily descending into an air built in its own weight. There's dusty bookshelves and prison paintings taking us away. There's writing desk, stepladders, iron boards, and not a word, just tunes. Her young and old ears attuned to an ancient pitch. 432, a Tony, our grandparents, and very new. Every key further unlocks this open house. The pendulum on the clock's even stopped, but it's right twice a day. This is the pure drop. No lips go parched, and some are even puckering up for the mistletoe still hanging in the kitchen. Buddha gazes on, spreading good karma. Bulbs blown, don't dim. Thanks, chat with the chin wag, with Ether from Cabaret. Beside the fireplace, there's an aloe vera plant. And I can't even begin to thank the world for this blessing. There's a ringing in our ears and bare feet are tapping while rain lightly taps along in time in the window pane. No hurt here for now, no pain for now. I abstain from the overwhelming offers of sandwiches with the china teacup. I toast to Tommy Potts, a fiddler and fireman, aptly over the fireplace, and I swig a soup for those not here for the blast. The fairy music is flowing and I'm all awes with the living and we're alive. As the spirits arise to share this space, the white lady is in the window, the blue haired woman is in the corner, the gales speak the changa, shocks the chalk, I guess a mock. Outside of me, a tear rolls down my face. A sweat pours down Cormac's concertina. He plays within himself, honouring us in this outer realm. A raven billowing out beautiful airs of basketball, and we are taken there. We are no longer here in this room. And Dublin's liberties, we are at prayer, at church, just around the corner from Vicar Street, ascending all the concrete, attuned to a new frequency. And frequently, we are out of our hearts, of ourselves. We are liberated. We vibrated to each other for each move of the ripple. And I'm in no fixed state. When I say I mean we. We can't stop now. Take it all. In, let everything go, we'll never be able. It won't end here, here now without you. We're on an air, a spider, slowly, silkly descending into an air, casting on invisible waves. Come here, you were told. Bring a bottle and your ears to the affair. Get there earlier, you'd be lucky to get a chair. Come, gather round and listen, there's a rambling session beginning. Kerry's descended upon Dublin and Tony McMahon's den. When we're open to change, we'll know the way. When we know the way, we won't feel strange. When we're open to chance, we'll know the way. We know the way. We'll dance.
Thanks, Stephen. We don't believe you only learned that on Friday. Stephen's going to be at our Winter War Festival at the end of November, so look out for that. It's free and everyone, Village Hall. It's going to be a great festival. Thanks, Stevie. Great to see you down in Cork. Next, could we have Bethany Reed?
What a great evening. This is so fun to be here. The Apple Orchard. Spring mornings, it was a regular whorehouse of an orchard, the trees frowsy and bedraggled in their nightgowns and slippers, hair tangled, lipstick askew, straps slipping from shoulders. It was spring, and then it was high summer, green apples so sour and hard I had to recoil without a bite. The names were Gravenstein, Transparent, King, and Chehalis, some of them pineapples, some that could last all winter in a box in the pantry, some good only for eating fresh from the tree. The cows came into the orchard in October and ate the windfalls, ate until they were drunk on apples. Deer came, raccoon, and opossums. The trees didn't care who used them. They were perfectly promiscuous. November, with its sharp teeth, stripped them bare.
Thank you, Bethany, all the way from Seattle tonight. Welcome to Cork.
Fun to be here.
Next up, we have our oldest Munster champion, I suppose, Megan Cronin.
If you're stuck for time, I can go get her.
We're always stuck for time. Get up here.
Like that sounded there almost. It's grand though. So this is Jigsaw. When life gives you lemon, make lemonade. But don't forget the sugar and the water. And when life gives you daisies, make daisy chain necklaces. In the sunshine to complement your daisy chain crown. When life breaks your heart, you better pick up every damn doomed disaster piece. Every single sharp shard of your heart, as if you're building a jigsaw. And you'll cut your fingers, and the blood may pour. Sorry there, no. And the blood may pour like the tears streaming down your face, but you will pick up every single solitary soul piece, no matter how long it takes. And you'll fall apart again, and you'll pick up those pieces again. But that's okay, because you're getting pretty good at doing this jigsaw. Left ventricle, right ventricle. First glance, first word. Left atrium, right atrium. First touch, first kiss. Aorta, pulmonary artery. Hugs, fights. Superior vena cava, tears, loneliness. Pulmonary vein, memories. But you will be whole again. You are not broken glass, and you are not fragile. There's no warning on you that says handle with care. There are no directions of you saying this side up when you're that side down. You are not a damsel in distress, and you don't need a knight in shining armor. You will be your own savior. You will be your own hero, and you will fight whatever life puts in your path. Because when life pushes you around, you push back.
Thanks, Megan. Okay, I've got Zalan here, but it's wrong. It's not your name. What's your name again?
It is Zalan.
I swear to God, it was another name. Zalan, everyone. Zalan.
I am not prepared. So I'm going to read you from my head, I guess. A few things I've written in the last 3 years, I guess. And normally I use these verses for my own. I'm more of a songwriter, so I use these verses for my songs, but I'm like experimenting how can I use them. But today I'm guessing I'm comfortable using them as like this without the music, basically. And I don't know, it's a glimpse of me, I guess. I don't even know how to title it. Anyway, I grew up in the slums with a lot of needs. Mama had to work and daddy just left. Grandma raised me, yes, I'm thankful to the only man above, the only man who cared when I couldn't see. Blindfold, had my eyes closed, didn't want to see the pain that I felt. Now do you see? Really understand my action, my purpose in this little world, a castle I'm building. Bridges I'm burning, start a new life with a brand new name. With a brand new name. So they ask me who I do it for, they ask me how I do it though. I know I'm so damn talented, it's the way to express my self-confidence. Cameras please, less with the flesh. Flashback going back, they said I couldn't rhyme. Little Curry being the best, clever with my lines. Physically untouchable, clever boy, do the physics, let them know. I am here, I am ready, I can take it. If you feel me, it's a blessing. If you feel me, then you know. With my eyes closed, with my heart free, I can make a point. I do not need all of my senses to know what is right, what is wrong. Is the television telling kids what to do, what to say? What is really bothering me is the pressure on my shoulder. It's the pressure on my shoulder. I'm a soldier at war with the mirror. In a minute, I'm a bust. Time is at the speed of light. People don't understand it. Maybe no paradise. You gotta make your own heaven on this earth. As there might be no afterlife. Afterlife. After all, they say you are what you eat. I am what you see, and God bless my soul. I'm trying to do right, but wrong follows me. Yeah, thank you.
Great, thank you, Kevin. Okay, we have another visiting poet from Washington State, all the way up near the Canadian border. Yeah, she's practically Canadian, but she's not. She's still American. Carla Schaefer, everyone.
My poet friends in Canada say they have a place for me should I need it. So, fracking, is that?
Yeah.
Fracking. I am rearranged, my skin torn and sutured, my breasts rerouted for passage of heavy trucks. My stones, the weight of years, torn up and laid for drainage, ruptured by a steel pin, thrust into my bones, surrounded by cement, down past an aquifer. I cradle quiet, dark pools of amniotic waters collected for generations. Here I imagine roots, stems, and flowers. Dream roots, trunks, and leaves. Grasses green and golden to sprout and undulate in conversation with the wind. I receive steel casings. My metals melted and alloyed, shoved in to replace the pin, and I am torn. A web of pipes driven across my deepest organs where my breath shortens, I gasp with pain. And then the perforated gun punctures my placenta. It tears and splits. Water and sand, my elements, forced into me. My fractures filled, so oil flows. There's more. The shuddering and it disappears. The shuddering of my bowels as my black viscous blood is sucked up to the air, gases released from my soul, and I am empty. I am penetrated, assaulted. I tremble at this rupture and convulse. And on another note, if peace was as opportunistic as Scotch broom, as expansive as the heath surging out to the rocks, washed pure by the sea, then it would grow without tending. Our labor would be weaving it into a tool and sweeping prejudice clean.
All right, good.
Thank you. In Bellingham, Washington, which is between Vancouver and Seattle, we have lots of poetry and open mics, but the one I am inviting you to now is Chuckin' at Sandstone Poetry Theater. And you're all welcome. It's on the second Wednesday. Bethany and I came to Ireland to meet poets, and we're delighted to be here. What a wonderful, wonderful night. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Carla. We're delighted to have you and Bethany. I'll have spaces in my car. We'll be off to Washington State tomorrow morning. The open mic. I'll see you there. Next up, can we have Stan Knott?
I'll take a seat in that car tomorrow night, if that's okay.
Yeah, you bet.
Don't think of anything else, son. Right, obviously I'm here for the sympathy vote. Fucking at least wait until I get it done. If I fail a second time, yeah. It'll be.
Say again?
You're It's just there as a prop. It's good enough for Michael Stipe, like, so it's good enough for me, you know? Anyway, that's a different argument. Song to the Orphans. Growing up in the promised land, I had reason to believe. From small things, big things one day come. This land of hopes and dreams that dream, baby, dream. Magic seeds fire for you with every wish you wish, and high hopes fevered my American skin. My book of dreams. I would be the one born to run across the King's Highway. Across the border, the King's Highway. The chosen, unsatisfied heart to find all that heaven will allow to bring the rising of one love to American land. Now my book of dreams and glory days, a world is apart. Phantoms of the souls of departed dreams block out the light of day. I'm a dead man walking a slow fade on the edge of the world, and I wish I was blind to life itself. And life itself, out of work. 57 channels and nothing on, and all that I'm thinking about is the ballad of a self-loathing pistol. Boom, boom. Boom, out on the street, another shattered and drawn no, a man fades away under empty skies, counting on a miracle, a big paycheck from an easy money factory. He's one step up from the innocent brothers under the bridge, whose high hopes are gone, gone, gone. Further on up the road, a mansion on the hill is living proof that it's all or nothing at all. There's the man at the top, the local hero, and the word of the prodigal son. You can look, but you better not touch. I'm looking after number one. Determination is the price you pay for better day. Surprise, surprise. This life, this land has two hearts, two faces. The promised paradise and the broken man. A roll of the dice, you're a fortunate son. A roll of the dice, you're out on the street. A roll of the dice, you're a lucky man in a lucky town. A roll of the dice, you're missing, and no one knows. A roll of the dice, that's what you get in the promised land. So I turn, 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 cause deep down in the vaults, Jesus, cause deep down on the vaults, a soul drive with eyes on the prize is always working on the dream. Yes, deep down in the vaults, chimes of freedom lift me up. Say, come on, son, get up, raise your hand. This land is your land, and I'll stand by you always.
All right.
I was about to reach for the gong. And next, the soon-to-be ex-All-Ireland Slam champion, Benjamin Burns.
Body paint. Having no skill with a brush, I open up my voice box and apply these words with soft lips and a sharpened tongue. Nettles to tickle and sting your lower abdomen. A colored dove set cooing in the red nest of your hair. Black slate fingernails. Wings torn off a dead gannet. Shoulders round mountains lost in mist. An ocean that heaves to the rhythm of your breathing. The jagged chop of waves that crash against exposed ribs in blasts of spray and foam. Seashells swirling into points of sonic promiscuity. The blue horizon line peeled like a sticker from the sky, cut in half and wrapped around black pupils. The pool of your mouth populated with little fish, anemones and shrimp, muscles clinging to your teeth. The pink flush of your cheeks stained purple with the juice of overripe blackberries. Brambles drawn down your back, scratches that follow the lines of the muscle, earth and root and rock, displaced cross-sections hidden beneath the surface gristle. Within each atom, the silvery suggestion of stars too distant to be seen, a coat of death at the end of the night to take you home and take you to bed, split back into the seed and the egg. This language, being no tattoo, will leave no permanent mark. Body paint, transient as white beams of moonlight, fuchsia scattered in the dark.
Thank you, Ben. Okay, we are running out of time. Patricia Walsh, please.
I don't know how, if any of you are familiar with the Latin term noli tangere. It's kind of Latin if you don't touch me. Administrative functions cloud the night. Desecrating rest day is a point of law. A healthy association rubs off in spite, city of hellfire of the most minor. Changing workloads is state to photographs, surreptitious fears it reduced to a fate. Infinite poison coffee, unsweetened, at throats for the moment, good looking machine. An awkward passage through classic actions. Perfection in style and makeup falling aside, favoured me, not falling through unless kisses scattered were now returned. Joy is the beloved cascade-like paper, rubbish I'd never seen and told disgust. Typed on a hoof with scathing reviews, the ignorant rule the world, marred by effort, working all day and night, avoiding censure, sporting a crude joke in all its glory. So much for analytical, God forbid, you're getting touched in any shape or form. Kissing for necessity, ways not to leave your lover. Some drunken affection, an opportune act. Blind to Caesar, though you seem tame. A distant marriage at the end of the world. Thank you.
Thanks, Patricia. Next we have Sue Blue.
For the lack of new poems, coming back to a very old poem, I have to read it. The unwanted children. There once was an unwanted woman who met an unwanted man. Alone they had wandered through darkness in search of compassion and care. It was spring and life was rejoicing, celebrating new light. And with anxious anticipation, she conceived in a full moon night. They held each other with longing, but couldn't feel love in their hearts. Fearing the other's rejection, they both were bearing the dark. In doubt of the power of love, their souls closed up and grew cold. So the man abandoned the woman, and broken, she walked on alone. Groping the depth of her sorrow, she dreaded the tender new life. Afraid of the weakness of love, she refused her full moon child. And when the cycle completed, the baby was born in the night. Grieving in pain of rejection, the woman neglected the child. There once was an unwanted mother who had an unwanted child. The child lives in fear of neglection. Unwanting, still haunting its mind. Now there's a chain of rejection, scared of the heartache of life, bonding all unwanted children. Will it ever end in the light? Thank you.
Thank you, Sue. Next we have Mary O'Connell.
Vagaries of the English language.
A cliché is a handrail for the crippled mind. Resorting to it.
This will be full of clichés, so listen carefully. I'll start again.
Hold on.
A cliché is a handrail for the crippled mind. Resorting to it puts you in a double bind. If I stop being pensive, am I then expensive? Does saying bugger off make me sound too offensive? When you face litigation, you soon get the message. You'll go in as a pig, but come out as a sausage. Inside a shop window, highlighting each letter, eat our special cured ham, you'll never get better. We have to leave that one sinking. And talking of meat, things are not black and white. Nothing's right in my left brain, nothing's left in my right. If I ask you this question, it may make you wince. Was meatloaf the artist we once knew as Mince? A junior film critic, when he saw its release, said, Let There Be Blood was a period piece.
Too bad when we do that one, yeah.
While smoking some reefers, he nicked a new iPod, but someone pressed hashtag to summon the drug squad. Francis Bacon reserved for his real friends champagne, but was careful to offer his sham friends real pain. In conclusion, the language has so many layers that words cause confusion like multiple snares, so that puns, though inventive, may not hit the spot, as in Trotsky was laid in a communist plot.
You could have won the Munster Slam today. Alright. We have Luke O'Rourke, please.
I was just thinking, like, please don't be me following that.
Flow. I can feel it on my fingers and all up my arms. Spectacular results of this crazy world's charms. Oxygen, nitrogen, even carbon dioxide seem to hug me all over in this urge not to hide. Ah, to be, and be as beings be, a fool who thinks it's cool to drool in awe of this game to which I'm tamed yet unable to name. A heart beats insane energy through me, with no logic, only ambition, to maintain the ability to see the opportunity for growth even in human shit. But I feel from past experience that ambition can be the destroyer of ambition, and so I feel it is enough for me to just breathe this mystical air and be the puppet of that heartbeat. Who cares if I'm a muppet to ye? Not I, for I am just the eye, the observer. Do as you wish, brain, outer terrain. I accept your love blind games.
Thank you, Luke. Next we have Melissa Elliott.
Woo! My name is Melissa. I'm from Wyoming, so hello. Right. Another American here. I don't know if you're all familiar, about last year there was a bunch of protests for the Dakota Access Pipeline.
Sure, yeah, yeah. Sure.
So, I go to school in Colorado, and where I work at this little coffee shop in one of the like business buildings at the school, and they were hosting this conference for like oil business moguls. And then outside, you know, there's all of these protesters. So this was my experience being locked on the other side. I call it takers and leavers. They are outside, chanting for freedom, freedom, rumbling feet, and the steady beating of a drum. Thump, thump. Water is life. They are inside, scrambling around the halls, frantically locking doors. Don't let them in. Don't go out there. Tall men in white suits sip their gin and tonics while their wives gallop around the atrium, the low rumbling of chatter and laughter. Water is life. The door keeps opening and closing, startling each time it bursts. Don't worry, it's just us. We can't drink oil. They thought we were protesters. Like, how could they associate us with them? Water is life. Obviously annoyed, apologizing to the fat frackers for the inconvenience. If anyone else wants drinks, it's on us. Water is life. We're just trying to be hospitable. We're looking out for everyone's safety. It's just a sign. We can't drink oil. They escorted the ladies out of the building. They had blocked off all of the entrances and exits. She glided through the door, her white silk scarf draping her elbows. Blonde, young, beautiful, gifted into the family, her grandmother showing her the ropes. They were laughing as they exited. Water is life. Cheering, chanting, we can't drink oil, water is life. We can't drink oil, water is life. Students, parents, children, black, white, red, yellow, 100, 200, 300 more. Protesters, art, instruments, water is life. I am inside. Silent, hushed, quiet. Protected by the ones in blue, protecting the ones in the white suits. Let us know if you need anything. We can't drink oil. Red. All I see is red. In the atrium, they mingle out the door. They are piled against it with their posters and their voices and their freedom. Water is life. I'll have 2 bottles of water. We can't drink.
Thank you, Alyssa. We've got 5 poets left and we've got 5 minutes left, right? So let's try and keep it to a minute each, please. Isabel Duffer, please.
Hi, I'm also from the US, Denver. Wow. I was cool with Melissa. I was on the other side of that protest. All right, this was written when I was very unhappy with where I was living. Not here. I've loved it in Cork so far. So. The other night you asked me what I dreamt about. I told you that I have ivy crowding my vision and that city skyline hallucinations are all that seem to keep me going these days. Someday it will all have been worth it. My body may be tired, the seams of my psyche becoming a little looser under the weight of too many 2 a.m. scurrying flash and bang preoccupations, but someday this will all pay off. I don't feel a lot these days. Just muted emotions, pastel. I hate pastels. I prefer darks like blood and eggplant, wine and spices in the last 30 seconds of sunset, like heat in the back of my throat, red in the face, heavy behind my eyeballs, ache in my ribcage. Nothing here seems real. I need to put my hands on something solid because all I've seen in this place is paint chips and straw, flimsy. I miss my red rock sandstone monoliths, his hands. sun-drenched passenger seats and front porches, voices that feel like home. I want to live for the chemical rush of autonomy in my veins, the promise of an open horizon like blank canvas or maybe unopened cabinets. Someday all of this clutter won't matter very much, I hope. Like the way my eye still lingers on every red car that I pass, even though it doesn't mean anything anymore. Forgotten totem buried beneath fancies, I want to make a toast. To the inevitability of adolescence falling away to a sink or swim kind of existence, but in a beautiful way. A process that says, here are your wings. Take them and fly until the atmosphere bleeds into the cosmos, and your shoulder blades will hurt, and your vision will blur, but you'll be moving forward. I crave the bitter fruit of struggle and failure and flourish and discovery, of pavement and street food, of being alone in a crowd. Even though sometimes I worry that I'll fade into the background, invisible girl. Like Sundays that pass without speaking a word. Let me grow. Let me fill journals to the brim with things that I don't want anyone else to see, then lose them. Lose my mind, lose my perspective of reality, skin my ideologies, turn them inside out and give them back. Sometimes it's hard even to be properly lonely, but I'm trying. Thank you.
Thank you, Isabel. Can we have Madeline Emery, please?
Hi, I'm Madeline. I'm also from the U.S., but I'm from New York. We're all together, though. This is called 11:22 p.m. I envy you. Probably the most honest thing I've said in the past decade. Mouth silently to the back of your skull, my heart sinks. Isn't it supposed to be nice to see others happy? Why can I not be happy for others? I envy what I don't have. I lust not after other people, but the way others make others feel. Fuck, why can't I have it? What is it even to have? Your mom tells you you're pretty, and family friends reminisce about how life has passed and tell you how grown up you are. But then, why am I so small? Being crushed by the never-ending cycle of love and lust and heart-crunching pain that seems to inexplicably be tied to everything I do. I envy you. The small moments of new discovery and fresh experiences. I miss the thrill of skin on skin and the breath of another person on my shoulder. I don't want to be fucked or licked or scratched or made to moan. I want someone to be a person who wants me to be their someone. I always feel like crying and I don't know why. Is it because my life is made of envy? An ugly and bitter four-letter word. I am tired of fake laughs and only talking to me just so my pants will slip off a little easier. I'm tired of the reactions that my true emotions get. I want truth that I worry is not out there. I envy you. I am frustrated and sad and tired and hopeless. Read my words and don't think about my grammar or spelling or if I try to think out my metaphors and please don't check my references. My sadness is genuine. Is that good enough for you? I envy the light and the white and the rest of what seems like the world. I envy rest and I envy sleep. I don't know what I want, but I feel like my definition of what I don't want is so long and so exact that I snuff out any real options. I envy you.
Thank you, Madeline. 2 minutes to go and minus 3 minutes to go. Philip Spran, please.
This is going to be really fast. So, this is basically based on my trip to Porto to see yours truly. But, I wasn't going to read this out, but I'm going to dedicate this to my mom because she's actually really unwell at the moment. And she's going through a very tough time, so I was going to say this poem for her. Remained. I tore a leaf of my shadow, folded it and hid it under this step. The sun finally burnt the sky to an evening red. It would soon go as black as the starless night. Into the bell tower that looks like the remains of Goliath's index, crested with dusty jewels, pointed to the heavens. You must ascend the copper steps inside, even if the confined walls increase and twist till you feel you need to crawl. You must climb closer to the bells and go beyond the bells, and as you do, count in your head 232 and stop. recovering at the step just before its crown, before you step up and see what's beyond. You just see portal structures alight below, showing man-made constellations in its artificial brilliance. As you sense the city buzz, it soothes you. It's not silent, but your senses behave like they do when they hear ocean waves. I've left my shadow just at this place, at the brim of this step, before the top. So when you visit, you remember that although by sight they fade, somehow footsteps remain. Thank you.
Our penultimate reader for this evening is Shane Bourne.
I'll keep this quick. You have to listen to your art, and this is a poem that wanted to be a song, so it's kind of neither. Memory, memory, I've been rewriting. Oh, memory, memory, I've been rewriting. Now we pass secrets between our lips. Say whatever else we'll always have holding hands. Now we are always by the sea. We drink Prosecco and have one last go. Oh, love, how did we get so pulled apart? When I think of you, I think of joy. And everything, 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 everything is unbelievable.
Thank you, Shane. And our last performer this evening, Max Creedon.
To say one single track, day two double track, the last two. Today I make my trail alone, the heather's in bloom. Red blackberries bump their heads, lifting the gloom. Stellate mosses still gleam there, green stars, not the black. David's parting gist, black star music, play this track. Each hidden bend and trailing bough may conceal your face. See eyes of gentle lovers in water mirrors vanished all trace. Trees entwined still like vines, no tree huggers need hold them. Safe here for centuries now, untouched by human hands. At Dennis, take your tea alone. Gaze through Tudor windows, schools, soon-soaked lakes, in your own poems. I'll skip through beneath the bridge of parapets, by cuspid valves, written too, cleave gurgling, frothy waters, beneath still waters. My soul must leave you. Black stars, where space can disappear. Green stars, white meteors. Maris, Serentatus, once there was astral tours. Beneath the supermoon, so red breasts sing fire tunes and silver shooting stars I've seen beneath the silver moon. Make your trail alone, a single track is music too. Album of bluegrass stars recalls each track of me and you. So that was a single track. I can't do double track. Okay, I'll just do quick. So,
Thank you, Max. We're way over time.